effort, including consideration of how long to let these sanctions run, the preparation for the use of force, a peacekeeping capability in the United Nations after force, and economic and democratic reform when President Aristide's back in power.
When you say with Mr. Gray and national security people, can you give me, was Mr. Lake or Mr. Berger in the meeting?
Mr. Berger was
Mr.
there.
Mr. Berger, okay. But the president and the vice president
no,
were not there.
No,
And what was Mr. Gray or Mr. Berger's response?
This was primarily a reporting session to give them the benefit of what we had found in Haiti during our recent trip.
Over the last couple of days, we've seen in the paper now 700 to 800 people beginning to flee, going mostly, I think, to the hospital ship, the Comfort. Do you think this, or did this come up at all in the meeting today, whether this policy about the refugees is working or whether that needs to be revisited?
No, the policy is set, and that is that the United States will provide an opportunity for people who are fleeing Haiti to make a claim for political asylum, and they'll do so either on shipboard or hopefully at some land sites in the Caribbean. The numbers are consistent with what had been predicted by our people in Haiti, and that is approximately 2,000 a week. Once the word got out that no longer would refugees be turned around at sea, but they would be given a chance to have a hearing.
Senator, do you believe enough contingency planning is doing for a possible military action in the event these sanctions don't work? Is enough contingency planning going on now for possible military action if the sanctions don't work?
In my judgment, yes.
So you feel they aren't doing everything that needs to be done. Can you describe what is going on in that regard?
No, I cannot, but I'm satisfied with what is going on.
Is the U.S. doing enough now? I mean, there was some stepped-up sanctions. There was some stepped-up sanctions announced last week, and there was also some reports about their visas being revoked, things like that. Can more be done on the sanctions level to try to force Cedras and Francois to leave, or is it time they start really thinking about military force as the next alternative?
More can be done. The question is whether it will have the intended result of causing the current military leadership to give up power and let President Aristide return. I'm very skeptical of that.